Welcome to the Hyper Fat Show, where we believe unlimited growth in business and life is created by surrounding yourself with people who have been where you are going. Learning from others allows you to compress time and grow hyper fast. And now, here are your hosts, Kerry Scholl and Dan Lesniak. Kerry and Dan are real estate developers, best-selling authors, billion-dollar agents, and million-dollar agent makers. And now, get ready to grow hyper fast.
Welcome to the Hyper Fast Agent Podcast. Today, you get Dan Lesniak as your host. Kerry is out, but I'm excited to be here with Grant Wise, the founder of Whitley, which is a software company that focuses on marketing intelligence for real estate agents. So this is going to be a great one. Make sure you listen closely to everything we're going to say. So welcome, Grant. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, what's up, brother? Thank you again for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an awesome show. I'm excited. I know you're doing big things for real estate agents. I've seen you all over Instagram and social media. So why don't you start by giving the listeners a little bit of background about yourself, your business, how you got into what you're doing today, and we'll go from there.
For sure, man. And again, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. So my story is not all rainbows and sunshine. You know, I was a young guy. I went into business for myself when I was about 19 after I had failed out of college. A few elbow surgeries from baseball, those types of things kind of pulled me out of the game a little bit and knew that college wasn't for me at all. So I bought my father's little construction company from him and did pretty well. First year in business, I played golf 6 days a week and then I would do a construction project to kind of pay my bills, which was fun. But after about a year of doing that, I really grabbed this taste for something more. So I started a roofing company and I went from like $56,000 in sales to $826,000 in sales in a year, which was epic. But I was a young kid. I'd never been taught how to balance a checkbook. I had not a lot of business experience. I just knew that I never wanted to work for anybody else. And so I started making a lot of poor decisions, you know, being a 20, 21 year old kid, I just pocketed $126,000. Having grown up on a couch most of my life, not really having a lot of things, I started getting the things that I wanted. And that led me down a pretty rocky road. So my next year in business had $1.2 million in sales. I lost money. So I was trying to do too much. I was trying to stick my hand in too many pies. I was spending money foolishly. I was mismanaging things. And it led to bankruptcy at the ripe old age of 23. And so I think 21 years old, one of the businesses that we started was actually a real estate company. And we were 100% commission-based brokerage. And we were going to just set the industry on fire, right? We want to be in 500 markets in 5 years. And I kind of took off and started recruiting agents to the firm, started launching agencies in different markets. We were in 6 markets in 6 months. We were actually growing pretty quickly. But due to the kind of scrutiny I was under from a business standpoint, you know, near our headquarters, like back home, it was August 13, 2013, I think. Yeah. And I'll never forget the people, no, it's 2014. The people that I brought in to help me kind of fund the growth of our real estate company said, "Hey man, we think you're the reason this company's not growing so fast and we want you to leave." So I'm 23, I'm bankrupt, I'm being kicked out of my company that I started, and I just really took a hardline look at, you know, where I wanted my life to go, and said, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm the youngest person in this company by 3 times my age. Nobody is listening to me, nobody thinks I know what I'm talking about the social media thing, and so I'm going to leave. And so I left, and about a week later, for the next week, freaked out, had no idea what I was going to do. And I said, you know what, I'm going to teach these people how to leverage social media. I'm going to teach real estate agents how to leverage social media. So I was, my wife jokes, I had $25 to my name. She says that she's the one that loaned it to me that day for lunch and stuff like that. And I put out a Facebook ad to my quote unquote social media boot camp. And the first client I ever got, I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. She bought my $1,000 course. And I went on to work with her for the next year, teaching her how to use Facebook advertising to grow our business. And she made $148,000 the first year that her and I worked together. It was epic. And it was so cool that year, 2015, just everybody that I worked with, I only worked with a handful of people, a dozen people, everybody that just listened to what I said and implemented was making six figures in about 8 months, which was just epic. And so in 2015, December 2015, I launched, full-on kind of an information product called Modern Agent Mastery, which is now thriving today, that was designed to teach real estate agents how to grow their business using Facebook ads. And it was just epic. From a small six-figure company to a multi-seven-figure company in a year, we ended up, I think that first year was over 600 clients. Now we have, I think it's well over 1,600 students that we teach at a very high level, several dozen people that we work with from a marketing services standpoint, where we'll actually do all their work for them. But in that time, it led to the evolution of Whitley, which is a software that we developed that actually does a lot of the work for real estate agents, which is really cool. So, man, my story is a lot of education, truth, perseverance, all kind of bundled up into some fun life lessons. We had succeeded early. I'd succeeded early in life, failed, succeeded again. And I've just had such a blast over the last few years teaching real estate agents, innovating for real estate agents, and just being able to lead the charge from a marketing standpoint and helping real estate agents grow their companies. We've got so many people that we've helped hit the six-figure mark, which is a huge goal of ours, and it's been epic. That's the story.
That's a great story. And for those of you who don't know, a lot of people think real estate's this glamorous life. Only 10% get to six figures. So to get people there at the rate you're doing is amazing. And the whole story really is amazing. I mean, bankrupt at 23 and kicked out of your company. And then, you won Facebook ad for $25, has led to a multi seven figure business. So that's an awesome story.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
So now do you have a couple different companies, it sounds like, or services you offer? So you're coaching real estate agents on how to do the social media, but then you're also doing it for them if they need that level of service. Can you kind of?
Yeah. So we really have three main levels of business or service offerings. We have our training, which is really our key business. We spend a lot of time training. We've trained over 60,000 agents worldwide. And the big part of our training is the software that we use to help train people. So our marketing intelligence software is, it's a really unique tool, but that's the second way we help people. So first is training, second software. And usually when our students get to a certain level of success, they always come to us and say, hey, we want you guys to just do this for us. We're not having any luck training anybody to do it in our office. And there's no way that we could get somebody to do it as inexpensive as you guys are. So we kind of developed a service offering. So training, software, service, those are the three ways that we help people.
Cool. Can you describe each one of those services a little bit in more detail and who they might, what type of client might be attracted to which level? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people, listening that might be wondering that.
Yeah, sure. So, everybody kind of comes into this, what we call the pyramid of problems from a real estate standpoint. And it usually originates with most real estate agents, loan officers, investors, whoever it is that's listening to this, with leads. First thing I need is more leads, man. I need to figure out how to get some leads in my business. And there's a lot of people that can't afford a $2,000, $2,500 a month retainer. That's a minimum budget that we work with from a marketing standpoint. And so we start with training. Like, let's teach you how to go out there and be successful. So people would log into our training, for example. Have you ever put together a piece of kids' furniture or baked a cake or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it easier or harder because you had the instruction manual or a recipe? It
depends on, it's usually easier, but.
You get two kinds of answers. No, it wasn't easier. And yes, it was maybe easier. But traditionally, the answer to that question is yes, right? So that's what we try to tell people to think of our training as. It's really just a recipe. It's just an instruction manual.
Right.
We help people understand exactly what types of ads to put out there to convert. And we've helped sell several $1 billion in real estate that way through helping people market property lists or, special listings or open houses or coming soons or trying to generate more buyers or sellers, whatever it is. We have a Facebook campaign that we teach really specifically that an agent can just kind of snap in place. And once somebody goes through our training, they begin to understand the ins and outs of social advertising. We're more of a marketing education company where Facebook is a tool, and that's one of the greatest tools we have right now, but we want you to understand marketing. So if Facebook for some reason changes, you know how to take the education that you got and apply it to Instagram or YouTube or LinkedIn or whatever the next best thing might be. And so we spend a ton of time just training students, helping them understand marketing, helping them understand consumerism, the psychology of the buyer or seller you're going to work with, what types of campaigns to generate leads, what types of campaigns to build a brand, what types of campaigns to set more appointments. And that's a lot of what our training covers. And as a software, there's three main reasons that people use our software. The first is marketing automation. So a necessary part of marketing your company is having a website or landing page or a marketing funnel. And what we did is we took the dozens of top performing advertisements that we had proven worked really well, and we basically pre-built out all the marketing. So you click a button and now your landing page is created, your email campaigns, your text, all the pixels are put in place. Everything's basically built and you just have to go in and set up the Facebook ad. And it's something that we went from our average student, it was taking them on average anywhere from 8 to 10 hours to get their first ad in place, to now literally it takes as little as 8 to 12 minutes to put a campaign in place because the marketing aspect of it is already built out for you. So we save our average user about 10 hours a week. And that's a lot of speed when it comes to marketing things in the real estate industry. It's a lot of time you get back. That's 40 hours in a month that you get to dedicate to nurturing prospects, nurturing relationships and growing your business. The second biggest reason somebody wants to use our software is because of the smart, what we call our smart CRM. So we kind of have an artificially intelligent communication tool built into Whitley. And every lead that comes in is communicated with kind of situationally. So there's rating systems inside of Whitley. It's very simple. It's 1-star, 2-star, 3-star leads, right? So everybody comes in as a warm lead or a 2-star lead, which puts them on a certain automation. Based on their engagement and interaction, that can be changed. If they're a hot lead, we move them to a 3-star lead and the communication adjusts. If they're a 1-star lead, we change the communication and the prospects followed up with a little bit differently, which is really cool because it gives everybody an opportunity to really allow a system to work for them from a communication standpoint so they can spend most of their time communicating with the warm leads that are ready to kind of go out and do business. And the third major reason people want to use our software is because of our sales tool. So we have what we call a sales system accelerator inside of Whitley. Most agents, loan officers, investors, anybody fail in a follow-up process because you have no real, truly defined way of following up with people. Meaning, like if I said, hey, Dan, send me your follow-up process in a Word document right now. Don't go type it, just send it to me. could you do it or no? Most people, they don't have that stuff readily available. It's all up here in their head. And so when we,
I don't think we have it. It would probably take us some time to do it.
That's my point. Like most people just don't have it. And so what we did is we took some of our highest converting sales strategies, scripts, processes, and we pre-built them out into our sales system accelerator. So now every single lead that comes in automatically gets a series of sales scripts attached to it. So Whitley will tell you, you need to call this lead, text this lead, email them, send them social media, send them a video, whatever. It'll give you a script to do it too. So, hey, copy paste this text and send it. Call this person and use this phone script. And so when people use our sales system accelerator tool, it increases their conversions as much as 3 to 5%, which is very, very, very cool. It's a lot of money. When you're looking at 1% increase in conversion, it's tens of thousands of dollars in real estate. So those are the biggest benefits to the Whitley software and a lot of what Whitley helps people accomplish. It's really meant to be kind of a service tool. It's like having the best marketing assistant in the world that works for you. It's like having the best sales assistant or ISA in the world that works for you 24/7, 365, which is really powerful. And then from a service standpoint, we just do everything that we teach. We do everything that the software does. We manage a lot of that stuff. We manage Facebook ads, ad spend, lead generation. We go as far as lead nurture and appointment setting as well. So a lot of epic stuff that we get the opportunity to do to help people.
So do you have a phone calling team set up then if you're actually doing?
We do. Yeah, we have a group basically of what we call appointment setters. And depending on the level that somebody comes in at from a marketing retainer service standpoint, we will actually have people in our office and their whole job is just to follow up with leads and set appointments for the real estate agent. So you might get 100, 200 leads a month, or you could just not worry about following up the leads. We'll do it and you'll get 5, 10, 15 appointments a month instead. So it oversimplifies what we're able to deliver on from an agency standpoint.
Yeah, that's a great service because, you know, we coach and train a lot of agents as well as being in the real estate business, you know, through the HyperFast agent platform. And
Yeah.
A lot of them do struggle with hiring their own, you know, we call it ISA, inside sales agent, but it's the same thing as appointment setter. And, you know, we're a big team. We've got five ISAs. And, but I know for a lot of people, just getting started with that is very intimidating and scary, because they're going to have to hire someone, train them for a few months. Then that person starts booking appointments. Then they go under contract and close. So it's, you know, probably from the moment you hire them to the moment they generate sales, it's probably 4, maybe 6 months long. So it's intimidating for a smaller agent to get through that.
100%.
Even though it will probably benefit them long term, but to have it,
the workload compounds so much. You know, when you're a solo agent, solopreneur getting started, you're an agent, you're an admin, you're a contract close coordinator, you're an ISA, you're also the accountant, you're the marketer, you're the salesperson. Like you're every single role rolled into one. And I think what so few understand is how much it never happens fast enough, creating leverage. In every area of your business, you got into the industry to become a real estate professional. You didn't realize how much work was actually attached to being a real estate professional or owning a real estate company. And the faster you can create leverage in some of the most key areas in your business, the faster you can go off and be a raging success. It's just so crucial.
Yeah, I was having this discussion the other day with someone, and you know, they were like, well, my average price point is only this. And I kind of did the math on it. And like, look, it's only going to take 3 to 4 deals that ISA gets you for you to break even on it, you know, in an entire year. It's just eating that upfront cost is scary for people. And I know so many real estate agents that just, you know, they get to a certain level and they stay there because they don't create that leverage.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool that you have that tool for them right away.
Are you a real estate agent with friends or clients moving to or from the DC, Maryland, Virginia area? Send them to the number one team in the area. The Kerry Schell team will ensure they get world-class treatment and the best possible results buying or selling their home. The Kerry Schell team has the best training, systems, and marketing, and we proudly guarantee our results. To refer us business, call the Kerry Schell team at 703-589-9067 or go to referkerryschell.com.
What are some of the biggest trends you're seeing now? Like, things that a year or two ago were different on Facebook, on marketing, on social media, you know, that like things that have just changed, you know, in the last year or two, because it changes quick.
It does change quick. I think the biggest change is the quantity in people flocking to a platform like Facebook or Instagram. When you look at what's happening with companies like Zillow and Realtor.com and Trulia, there's this huge disdain between a part of the marketplace and the other part of the marketplace. Part of the marketplace doesn't care. They're happy Zillow's doing what they're doing and they're still profiting and making money. They're cool with it. And another gigantic proportion of the industry, or portion of the industry rather, is fed up and isn't going to support it. And they're flocking to different ways to go out there and grow companies. Cost per lead on Zillow, last I checked, is like $50 to $150 a lead. And when you look at social media driven leads, you're talking about maybe $5 to maybe $15 per lead, right? So there's a substantial difference. So a huge key change that we've seen is the quantity of people that are now trying to generate leads from Facebook. Whether they're doing it right or doing it wrong, there are a lot more people that are playing in the space, which has created the need and necessity for maybe evolutions in the way that we go out and generate leads, which is why we always talk to people like it's more than just generating a lead from Facebook. If you're not also building a brand using the platform, if you're not also, you know, setting more appointments in an automated fashion, you know, you're truly only implementing 30 to 33% of what you should be when it comes to Facebook advertising. And so many people's definition of follow-up is I'm going to generate a lead, I'm going to call them and text them, and then if they don't answer, I'm done, I'm moving to the next. So it's just this tragic waste of marketing dollars. I see, you know, personally, you got a lot of people spending money to go out there and generate an opportunity, and you got so few people who are actually executing on it the right way. Whether that's some agents are just unbelievably lazy and don't belong in the industry, I say that as to be as genuine as I possibly can, and some are just hustlers and want to do the work and want to actually make this profession. I don't know what that is, but you're seeing a lot of new money come into the Facebook marketing world, the Instagram world, the socially driven forms of advertising, and you're seeing more pull away from old strategies like cold calling and door knocking and traditional junk mail as those types of costs kind of skyrocket. And so You know, those are some of the trends that I've seen. And new trends come with new corrections, like I said. And so one of the things that we're doing to equip people to handle that transition is, for one instance, you know, maybe create a little social, local community social show. When real estate buyers and sellers care about content around community. And so if we as real estate professionals can go out there and continue to market our business in such a way that demonstrates who the community is and what makes up the community, that might come in the form of interviewing a local coffee shop owner about his business or a local nonprofit or, you know, something like that. 3 to 5 minute pieces of what we call valuetainment, you know, something that's valuable and educational, is going to allow you to become kind of a local celebrity, which is really cool. And this is something that big third-party lead generation companies cannot do.
Right.
They cannot execute on creating local community-oriented content. And it's how companies like anybody, any local real estate company could dominate a third-party lead gen company like Zillow, TrulyRealestate.com, no matter what direction they decide to go in. If you can create good video content, it's powerful. And it has so many effects, which is what's cool. We've been programmed since we were little kids to celebritize what we see behind a TV screen, right? Today, what we see behind a TV screen is what we see behind a little bitty 3x4-inch device that we won't take out of our hands. So if I'm seeing your video content come up really consistently, I'm very naturally programmed, I'm wired to make you a celebrity in my mind, which creates a really cool relationship between the real estate agent and the consumer. And so when we are able to generate leads, which is our first goal, and we're able to remarket, or what we call dynamic video remarketing, we're able to leverage video content and remarket it to people, we're able to build a really powerful brand. So when those people decide to buy a home in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and you've dropped the ball on the actual manual follow-up process, it's okay because your social media has been building a relationship with that prospect the whole time. So I think that based on that trend, there's a correction that a lot of our clients are putting in place. And it's so cool to see just how enamored our clients are with the things that they post in some of our private Facebook communities, you know, about how they were walking down the street, somebody tapped them on the shoulder and said, "Hey, you're that real estate agent," or they're eating at a restaurant and the waitress noticed them because they see all their social media content. Or they were talking to the mayor and he was totally blown away by, you know, somebody's social content, wanted to be interviewed on a student show. There's so much that the agent can do on a local level that these third-party companies just can't. And if you can stand out in ways that most agents won't right now, because everybody's terrified of video, you know, it's in my opinion, it's the way that you're going to jump out and remain ahead of the curve. If you're generating leads socially and you're leveraging social content through a show or a podcast or some form of valuetainment you're creating for your community.
Yeah, that's all great stuff. And I've always thought that, like, with websites and all that, I can't compete with Zillow on like a big term like DC area homes or Arlington homes. But, you know, when I go down to the micro level, like Clarendon homes, these are like different metro stops. Those big boys can't beat you on the websites. And same thing with social media. And we really dug into that back in August. I guess we met with Gary V. He really changed my mind on things. He just put it into terms that were so easy to really understand, like the cost per impression.
Yeah.
You know? And so we met with him, went out and just started doing a lot of videos, like you're saying, where we would interview a local bar owner, restaurant owner, and then put like $500,000 behind that ad. And spending like $1,000 on an ad, I could hit literally half the people in a 60,000 population area. So I didn't even do targeting.
Yeah.
Just hit the area for like $1,000. I would hit 30,000 out of 60,000, and direct mail, that would have cost me 15,000, and I would have had no information. You know, now you can set up like the retargeting on who watched the video and that kind of stuff. And it took a while for that strategy to really move the needle for us. So I imagine a lot of people try it and they give up too soon, which is the same with anything new. It just doesn't happen overnight usually. Yeah. But by month three, I would say all of a sudden, like, people, even like past clients, friends were just like, "We see you everywhere." And
yeah.
And we did that without really changing marketing dollars. We just shifted it from direct mail and Zillow to social media. We still do some Zillow, but the you know, in our area, maybe it's a higher price point because Zillow, we're $200 to $300 a lead. But on Facebook, we're getting seller leads for $30 or less. So it's a huge difference there as well.
Totally different dynamic. Yeah. And you're not sharing the leads with anybody. When you think about that, it's so crazy. You know, there in 2017, there were 85 million leads generated for real estate agents. That's nuts. You see a lead opt-in, and maybe they're opting into Zillow and Realtor.com and Trulia, right? They're opting into all those sites because they want to get all the listings. And what happens is Zillow then turns around and sells that lead to four or five people. Trulia does the same. And Realtor.com does the same. So now you have one lead that's been shared with 15 to 20 different real estate agents that are all fighting over who's going to get the business. Right. And it's so cool when you kind of shift that intention to advertising socially, and you're the only one now that's there following up that lead. That lead still might have opted into a few other platforms, but when you begin to dynamically remarket to those people with video content, basically building a brand for you, you're developing a relationship in ways that other real estate agents just aren't. And it's why, you know, I think so many people are jumping ahead of the game again. You know, 4 or 5 years ago, I would have said, the only thing you got to do is run Facebook ads and you're going to win. Now I would say, like, the only thing you have to do is run Facebook ads and create a little bitty local community oriented show. Just put out some video content once or twice a week and you're going to dominate. Like, it's not that hard. It's really, really pretty simple, but so few people will do it. They'll think about doing it. I cannot probably imagine how many people are going to listen to this podcast and just think for the next week, like, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this, and nothing's going to have happened. They're just going to continue to scroll social media. So put your phone down and actually go out there and get to work. You'd be blown away at what happens.
Yeah, it's made a huge difference from us. And I can't like emphasize it enough. And I know there's probably a lot of people that start to do it or try it. And I always research agents all over to see what they're doing. And it seems like most will create one ad or two ads, most that are doing it. And I like to go and actually, not a lot of people are using this as much as I think, but I'll go and look on Facebook at agents in the area, agents all over that are just bigger names, and see, and you can click on the info and ads sections and see what they're running. And you'd be surprised at even how many like big agents aren't doing it, but then more surprised at how many people that are doing it, they make one ad or two ads and it never.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Like, what would you say? Well, like in terms of like frequency and how often you should change different ads and like how many ads should agents be making?
You know, that's a great question. That's really predicated on what your goals are, but there's a formula to really kind of, and I'm going to say as cheesy as it sounds, scientifically running Facebook advertisements. There's a formula for the ad copy. There's a formula for the creative, the picture of the video. And there's a formula for targeting and there's a formula for budgeting. And if you get any one of those things off, it can throw your advertisements off. And if you get all of those things right, you don't ever have to shut your ads off. They'll just continue to perform for you. For example, we had a client in New York. He ran the same ad for an entire year. He made over $250,000 on one ad and he was spending $10 a day, right? So you're talking about insane profit on advertisements that he literally set it up one time and then he never touched it again. So I think you're going to have to pay attention to what's my offer, what am I saying, what type of creative am I using, am I targeting the right group of people, and am I budgeting the right way? And that can feel like a very daunting task if you don't have any of those answers. And that's why our trainings become so invaluable to the people that have used it. So I would just say, look, you got to analyze your goals. Are you just wanting to get who knows how many leads? You want to get 100 leads a month? You know, spend $300 a month, $400 or $500 a month, whatever it is that you're trying to do. Most importantly, run an ad, figure out what your cost per lead is, analyze your goals, analyze how many leads you need to accomplish those goals, and convert as many of those leads as you can. But if I bring you 100 leads and you can close 3 deals and it costs $300, that means that your cost of acquisition is $100. That means every $100 you spend, you sell a property. Then you just take a hard line look. How many homes do I want to sell a month? I want to sell 10. Great. And you spend $1,000 a month, I'm going to sell 10 homes a month. It's no more complicated than that, but you've got to reverse engineer what you want, why you want it, and you know, really develop a plan and a strategy to go out there and get it.
Is there a specific formula that you teach, or is it more of, here's the process, here's how you analyze it, So run the ads, run the copy, run the targeting, the budget, and then measure and then adjust. Because I imagine it's probably slightly different what works in every market and whatnot. But
you know, it's really not any different because consumerism is the same nationally. Real estate home buyers and sellers are interested in the same things. And this is why Zillow's dominated space, because they've consistently provided home buyers with homes to view. That's what the homeowner wants. That's it. It's no more complicated than that. Homes. So if we could provide the consumer with homes to view, really easy. The MLS gives us easy access to that. Anybody that has a website and can provide a property list can do that. Then we are now matching what Zillow does from a consumer offering standpoint. So there is a formula. And we use, like I said, our first goal is to generate leads. Our second goal is to build a brand. Our third goal is to set appointments. Our first goal, generating leads, we put out ad campaigns that we know the prospect's going to respond to. That's really kind of formula number one. So past that, we know that we now have to build a relationship with a prospect. How do we do that? Well, we can call, text, email, send videos. We can show up at their house. We can do all those types of things. And we should. But we could also remarket to these people with video content that's going to build a relationship with them on their time. And that's really a lot of true power, because you're allowing a buyer or seller to feel like they're the one that's in control when you're the one that's actually creating an experience for them. Once you do those first two things right, it makes setting an appointment really easy. And a lot of times what we'll do is we'll just set up an ad that's designed to get them to book an appointment when they're ready. So now all of my lead gen and appointment generation is happening through social media, and it's all happening on autopilot. I don't have to do anything besides work with the buyers and sellers once they book the appointments. So there is a formula, in my opinion. It's not just, it is templated and it isn't. And it's as templated as give the buyer what they want and build a relationship with them. Each agent makes it very unique. The marketplace has different median price points that are selling and so on and so forth. So the market makes it pretty unique as well. But the templated process for curating those leads and those relationships is very, very much the same.
And are you booking the appointment automatically through a scheduling app, or do you have to call them or get them to call you?
We are, we aren't. You know, if our appointment setters are following up the leads, they're the ones that are manually setting appointments. But socially, we'll set appointments too. And when we set appointments socially, it happens 100% on autopilot. We just hook a calendar app up. We run the ads straight to that calendar, booking appointment. They set a time that's good for them on their calendar. We follow up, confirm the appointment, we show up, and we do business. It's really a pretty attractive marketing model, but it's one that, it's definitely hitting a home run with a lot of the clients that we're working with.
That's great. I mean, that sounds like something a ton of agents could benefit from.
Yes.
What are you seeing as, or what would you say the biggest mistake that you see most real estate agents make in social media?
This is going to be a very ranty response that people will probably grow to not like me because of. And I just want you all to know, if you're listening to this, I'm totally cool with that. I think that most real estate agents struggle because they feel entitled. And I know that's such a personal thing, but business is personal. You're the one that gets to control how this goes and how this doesn't. You said it earlier, this 10% of people get to six figures in real estate. Why? Is it because 90% of those people are lazy, or they don't care, or they feel entitled? I don't know. It's got to be one variable mixed in there, because if you as a real estate agent did everything and it didn't work, something's wrong. Because if you'd have done everything, you'd have been a success. I genuinely believe that people will generate leads on social media and then just wait because of what gurus sell them. Like, just wait, you're going to get $1 million in your bank account tomorrow because the social advertising works so well. And it's a huge crock. Real estate agents have to work. Like, there is no secret pill. There's no magic formula. There's no escalator to this level of success. You have to wake up every day and you have to put your pants on and you have to go to work. Now, work is much easier today than it was half of a decade ago. Work is much easier today than it was 10 years ago. Hard work is going out there and grabbing post hole diggers and digging holes for a living. Hard work is grabbing a shovel and digging ditches. Hard work is hauling trash off every day. Like, you don't actually know what hard work is if you're going to sit here and say that real estate is hard. It's not hard. It's just work, which is very, very simple. I think that real estate agents expect because of entitlement that we're going to put out advertisements and then boom, we're just going to kill it. And whether that's because gurus have sold them that theory and that thought process and that mindset, shame on them. They need to be put out too. Or the agent's just lazy and has no business whatsoever being in real estate. I think it's one of those two variables, because social media has proven to work if the agent works and if they do it consistently. It's no different than diet fads for health. You want to get healthy, eat right, exercise. You don't have to go on keto. You don't have to go on Whole 30. You don't have to go on Jenny Craig. You don't have to go on this. You don't have to go on that. It just eat right and exercise. Do the work and you will get the result. And it's in real estate, it's the same way. If you were going to cold call, we would cold call. We would do that work and we'd get results. If we want to door knock today, we go out and door knock and we get the results. If we want to send junk mail, we send junk mail, we get the results. Any way that you want to do it, you're going to get results. Stop being lazy. Stop being entitled and stop thinking that you're owed something, because I've got a big not so secret for you. There are companies that are investing millions, multiple millions of dollars every single day right now to try to put real estate agents out of business. And 80% of this industry is making it easy because they're creating poor customer experiences. They don't know how to acquire customers. They do nothing but whine and complain. Listen to me. If you do not make six figures in this industry right now, or you're not trajectorying that way, you need to take a serious hardline look at whether or not you should be in this profession. What you should do if you want to remain in this profession is go work for somebody that has proven to be able to grow a big business, because 50% of your commission is a lot better than 0% of your commission, because you do no deals. You need at bats. You need to learn how to work. You need to learn how to business works, and you need to learn how to acquire customers. You need to learn how to market yourself. You need to learn how to sell. You got so much that you've got to understand. You guys come out of this job mentality where you're so sick of working for the man, but you forgot, hey, look, the man trained you every day. And now you're not going to train yourself. You just think that you've got it figured out. I just think that there's so much wrong. Like, I think people walk into this industry expecting to make it big because brokers have BS'd them to to the nines about how they're going to get a first check, go buy a Benz, and, you know, instantly be in debt. You're going to have to struggle the rest of the way through the industry. And I think that people have projected that on them. Like, perceptively, I think gurus and brokers are a big blame for, hey, you're entitled to this. You earned this. You deserve this. You're damn right you do. Forget my language. You're damn right you do. If you get up every day and you hustle and you work, put in 12, 16-hour days for 3 months, take a breath, go do it again for another 3 months, and then come back and talk to me when you've put six figures in your pocket because you put your freaking head down and you did the work. Do not go implement a social strategy, give it a week, and say it didn't work. You don't work. Stop being lazy, and you're going to experience an insane level of success. Otherwise, shut the hell up. Turn in your pocket card and go work somewhere else, because you have no business being in business. And so that's my very passionate kind of insight into why I think real estate agents fail. I think they fail because they're lazy, they're entitled, they think that they deserve this, and it's just a crock. Get up and work.
I love it. I mean, that's truth. It's truth. It's just effort times time is the result. I think it's just that simple, and people don't. They either don't give enough time or they don't give it enough effort.
I was talking to somebody the other day, man, and he said, what do I have to do? I said, right now, bro, all you have to do is it. If you just get on social media, if you just run an ad and you do it consistently, you're going to win. We're not in a time where you've got to be HBO and go produce million-dollar commercials. All you have to do is grind. Like, all you have to do is be on social media right now and you're going to win. And that's how easy it is. That's why guys like Gary Vaynerchuk say, if you're not spending $1,000 a month in Facebook ads, your business, your real estate business is laughable, because it is. It's a freaking joke. If you're not there, if you're just not there, like, that's it. It's all you have to do. Show up, do the work. You have to do nothing else right now on social media. And it's growing into a platform where you're going to have to work a lot harder. Attention will not always be this cheap. So it is, man. Just do the work and you're going to get the results. It's that simple.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. You know, our team, we've built out almost like it's our own digital marketing agency. We've got about 10 people who just focus on marketing, videographers, content writers, an ads manager. And we're winning because we're spending money and just consistent in doing it. We could, there's a whole nother level we could get to, which makes me excited, also upset that we haven't got there yet. But
gotta work harder, bro.
But you're right. Like, you can, just by being there and being consistent and doing it, the attention is so cheap and underutilized right now. Like, you'll succeed even if the stuff you're not putting out is good. But if you keep on doing it consistently, you'll get better and better and better. So yeah, that does get more important, the quality. You know, you've already put in the time to have risen to that level.
Yeah. Don't get upset, guys, if you wake up in 3 years and you're upset because you didn't do the work you needed to do and your industry looks totally different. It's your fault. It's nobody else's fault. It's yours. Don't let anybody pat you on the back and say, it's okay, it's going to be all right. Like, it's not. This will not always be this way. This is why I'm so passionate. I express so much of a sense of urgency. You've got to take action today. Like, there's, don't do it with me. If you don't like me, because you don't like the rant that I just went on, find somebody that can actually teach you how to generate leads with social media, how to build a business, and go out there and kill it. Whether it's guys like Travis Toms, very good, very smart. It's guys like Mike Cuevas, who's a video king, video expert. It's guys like Russ Ward, the lead king. I mean, there's so many great experts out there that are actually real great experts that aren't just like these little gurus that are fly-by-nights. Make sure that you find somebody that knows how to really teach you, really educate you, and somebody that can really get you results, like some of the guys that I mentioned, and do it. Like, go to work. It's so important. It's so crucial.
Yeah, that's 100% agree with you there. This has been great. I want to wrap up with our hyper fast round. Just a quick minute of see how many questions we can get through. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What's the biggest mistake you've made?
Having too much pride.
All right. Most important advice for a new agent?
Work.
Most important advice for a veteran agent?
Evolve, innovate.
If you had to start over, you know, from the scratch, you didn't have money, you didn't have the resources, reputation you have now, what would the first thing be that you do?
I would go to social media and I would not get off of Facebook. I would stay there for 8 to 10 hours a day answering people's questions in Facebook groups, going live, adding value. I would give as much as I possibly could.
All right. Best piece of real estate investment advice you could give someone?
Save your money and invest when you have the capital. I'm not a real estate investing expert, so I'm gonna just say, go ask an expert. That'd be the best piece of advice.
All right, favorite mentor?
Jesus Christ.
All right, favorite training event?
Man, favorite training event that I've been to probably the last couple of years was probably Real Talk Con, put on by David Kurse. Real Talk, he put that event on in 90 days. It was spectacular. They're doing another Real Talk Con this October. I highly, highly, highly encourage anybody to make sure that you're in Miami in October at Real Talk Conference. I've got a 45-minute keynote that booked up for this session. It's going to be a 3-day event. Epic, epic, epic opportunity to get around. That was one of the best put-on events in such a short time. There were so many influential experts there just giving value. Like, don't miss that event this year.
All right. And last one, if you're not working, what would we be most likely to find you doing?
Working. So I love work. I mean, in my opinion, building businesses is one of the greatest opportunities that I've ever gotten to do. So if I'm not working, I'm working. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking and strategizing. I love innovating. I love seeing problems, developing solutions. And I'm a family guy. So if I'm not working it in the office, I'm working at home, you know, investing in the family that I have, get to spend a ton of time with my wife and my two beautiful, beautiful children. And we work. That's about all we do. And we love it. We get to have such a great time living this life. There's so much opportunity and there's so many different ways that we get to help people. And we just try to exploit all of that life has to offer. So.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for being on the show. You've been a great guest. I think there's been a ton of great advice from you. And if people were to listen to this and just implement an iota of what you did, I think they would get a huge return on their investment. But if people want to get in touch with you, learn more about what you're doing, how you can help them, or just to say hello, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Best way is just go to my website, likegrantwise.com, likegrantwise.com. You can connect with me any other way you want to from that website, and it'll teach you a lot about what it is that we do and why it is that we do it.
All right, guys, check Grant Wise out. He's crushing it on social media, helping real estate agents crush it on social media. He's been a great guest. Do me a favor, if you like this show, leave us a review. It helps us get better and better guests. And share it with someone that you think would benefit. Thanks a lot. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fat Show. Subscribe to us if you want to make sure you get the latest and greatest Hyper Fat shows. And remember, we love reviews. Reviews help us bring better and better guests, improve our shows, and give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.